Yeah, you already know what time it is. You know what's going on. I'm your host, Cam Silver.
I am your co-host, Kyle Silver.
And welcome back to another episode of the Silver Boys Podcast.
Episode 101. Let's get it. Let's get it.
Yes, sir. Man, we had a lot of good stuff that happened this past week.
A lot of good things that happened. A lot of things are set in stone now in terms of, you know, going into the college football playoffs. You know, conference championship weekend was crazy. But yeah, man, we got a lot to talk about. A lot of moves that, you know, happened in college football that I know we'll get into. So, yes, sir. I'm ready when you are.
Big news that everybody is talking about is Bill Belichick making a move from the NFL, going back to college to North Carolina. UNC, he has agreed to a 5-year deal, and his son, Stephen Belichick, is rumored to be involved. So Stephen Belichick, if no one did not know, he was the defensive coordinator for the Washington Huskies this past season. So, yeah, that is huge.
That's a big, 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 big deal for UNC, man. I'm happy for him, honestly, just because, you know, when you hear about, you know, University of North Carolina, you think about them as like, you know, a true blue blood basketball, you know, school, not really a football school. You know, they recently had Drake May come out, but that was probably the last person that I can think of that, like, you know, besides LT, who, like, you know what I mean, who came out of UNC. But I expect big things from Bill, you know, maybe not this first year, but, you know, the second and third year, I think that he'll become, you know, he's arguably probably the greatest coach of all time. You know, he has 6 Super Bowl wins, you know, so he's going to bring a lot of experience to these young cats over at UNC. You know, he's going to have a very, very good staff around those kids. I'm sure of it. And like you said, his son, Steven, is going to be a general manager now. I think that's even, like, you know, just keeping the continuity, keeping a culture. And we know we don't have to talk about culture when it comes to Bill Belichick. So I can see them rivaling in the ACC, you know, in the further years to come within these 5 years. Most definitely, and we'll see how it goes. But I'm happy for UNC for them to get Bill Belichick. You know, probably wasn't what Bill Belichick was looking for at first, but glad he found a home. You know, at the end of the day, you know, he's going back to what he loves doing. He's going back to coaching. You know, he doesn't want to be on TV like that. He's not that type of, you know, guy or whatever. So, you know, going back to coaching, and UNC, they got to go on for these next 5 years, man.
Yeah, I'm with you. I love it. I think it's great on both sides. You know, some people are probably looking for, you know, the big time schools, but people got to understand those big time schools, they don't just, you know, roll away coaches, you know, every other year type of thing. You know what I mean? And then plus, I feel like with those big time schools like the Alabamas, the Georgias, and all those guys, what they probably look for is a veteran college coach that already has been in the system, that knows the system. So I think for UNC to get somebody that has a great championship pedigree, but also is just someone that they know can help build their program and, you know, put in a good culture, just like you said. So I think that this is on both sides. I love it, and I'm very excited to see what's going to happen. I remember when Mac Brown had came back, and I was excited just to see that, and he had some pretty good years. You know, the teams weren't finishing all strong, but he had some pretty good years with guys like Drake May. He's had other guys come out like Greg Newsome, who's a cornerback for the Browns now. So he's had some good guys come through UNC, but I think Bill Belichick will ultimately raise everything. And I know Bill Belichick did say that he was looking to basically transform a program and make it like an NFL program, you know, based off of like nutrition and all this other good stuff, like on and off the field, which I think is going to be, I think personally is going to be great. Obviously the landscape of college football has changed a lot. Not just college football, but college athletics total because of the NILs now. But the fact that he could have a staff where he could have people focus on the NILs, focus on the recruiting, and then, you know, he could just put everything together. He could make sure that everybody's getting, you know, getting the opportunities that they need and being able to grow and being able to, you know, eventually, I guess, go to the NFL. Just like you said, he wants to mold guys and don't get them to the league. So, yeah, I love it. I love it. I really do.
I think that he's one of, like, you know, like for UNC, just hearing that they have Bill Belichick now, he's probably one of like a few guys that can mold like, this new way of how, like you said, college athletics is going. And like, the adaptability part of it is really big as well. Like you said, NIL is going to be it's the state of college now. Like, transfer portal is just as important, and more important now than it was ever before. And like, maybe more important than actually going in and recruiting high school cats, like, because now Bill will be able to go into that portal and get experienced college players. He might be able to steal a couple cats from Georgia, steal a couple dudes from Alabama, like, mid-tier guys that, maybe wasn't seeing the playing field as much, but he could bring those guys in, those mid-tier guys, and he can make them great as well too. And like, put their name back on the map, some like, certain kids. So that's what I see it as, most definitely. And I like it. Like I said, man, I like it. I was very, very shocked though. Like, I was super shocked to see like USC. I was like, USC? Are you
Yeah,
joking?
once it started trending, I was like, oh snap, like maybe, like okay, like I guess this is really a thing, because I never, because Kyle's never entered my mind. I'm pretty sure it never entered anybody's mind really, for him just to go back to college or anything like that, because of what we've seen him do, for 20 years with the Patriots, and then with other teams like the Browns and the Giants or whatever. So it's crazy just to even like think this. Like if you would have told me this a couple weeks ago, I'd be like, you're out of your mind. There's
I'd
no
be
way
like,
in the world.
no, yeah, no.
There's just no way in the world. But this is really cool to see. I think also, for those kids out there who are, I would say, like how we are students of the game. If there are kids out there that are true students of the game, I think that it comes with a lot of level of respect. That that Bill Belichick probably looking at you and stuff like that, but then also just like going there, because think about it, you get to pick the brain of one of the greatest to ever do it. Not only that, you get to hear these stories of some of the greats that has played for him, and the Tom Bradys, the Randy Mosses, the Teddy Bruschis, the McCourty twins, all these greats that these kids probably look up to at some point in time. They could pick that brain, and they could understand like what it really takes to get to that next level.
What it takes to get to that next level, how to deal with adversity, how to deal with, contract, negotiations, and just like, becoming a man and stepping onto that next level of hopefully, them going to the NFL. And he's the one, and he's probably the perfect person to do it at this point right now. So I like it. I have no qualms with it at all. None whatsoever. None whatsoever. It'll be
Yeah, no.
interesting to see how they stack up in the ACC division. Like, as like they acquire talent over the next 5 years, seeing what he'll be able to do, if he'll even be like, what I mean? But it's a 12-team playoff now. Yeah, he entered college football at one of the most perfect times to become a coach, because now you have 12 teams. And now, like, there's arguments about conference championships and how important they are versus maybe they shouldn't be as important as we're making it seem, you know what I mean? So like he's entering at a relatively good point, I would say.
Right. Yeah. No, he's at the perfect point at this point in time. So in terms of playoff implications and things of that nature for the postseason. So yeah, it's gonna be real interesting to see how this goes over the summer and how it goes, going into the season for his first official season. But we finally have our official college football bracket, which I am totally going crazy for. I love it. I love it. Been waiting for this for like the longest time ever, it feels like. But just to read off what we got, I'll read it off in order. So number one is Oregon. They stayed number one. They beat Penn State in the Big Ten Championship, which was no easy task. Penn State did come to play. Georgia beats off Texas in a real close one. Carson Beck ends up going down and more than likely probably will not be playing in their quarterfinal game, which is huge.
That's big.
Three is Boise State, Ashton Jeanty. Once again, man, that dude's a monster, bro. That dude is a big time monster. Number four is Arizona State, who put the hammer down on Iowa State,
But the oh my God, they
which was
just
crazy
beat
to
him down
see.
into the ground.
That was crazy to see. Number five ends up being Texas, as they basically just swapped spots with Georgia from the other rankings. The last team to get in was Clemson, as they were the ACC champion. Number nine is Tennessee. Number eight is Ohio State. Number 11 is SMU. Six is Penn State. 10 is Indiana. And seven is Notre Dame.
Yeah, that's insane. That's insane. Clemson squeaking in there, just absolutely squeaking in there. But the loss of Carson Beck to Georgia with Georgia is huge, man. That's really, really big and really telling. I'm interested to see how they're gonna come out, in that quarterfinal game, depending on who wins between Indiana and Notre Dame. But just because, Indiana, they were, starting out, they kind of were hot in the beginning. Then they went up against some stiff competition, and that's how they got brought back down to number 10 almost. Notre Dame, we always say Notre Dame is just it's one of those teams that
They're
can
very iffy.
they really play up to what they're supposed to play up to, or are they just gonna fall by the wayside again? But if there's any opportunity, it's right now. It's coming up on January 1st against Georgia. But Indiana and Notre Dame got some things that they gotta attend to first. I think that SMU Penn State game is gonna be really good to see who's going up against, A Ashton Gentry and that Boise State team. Because I would like to see Penn State's defense against Boise State. I really would like to see that. But nah, that Tennessee Ohio State game,
That's the game right there.
that's the one right there, boy. That's the
That's
one
the
right there.
game right there that
That's the
everybody is
one.
that everybody's talking about. That's the game that I've most definitely been looking at for sure the whole time. I like Indiana Notre Dame. I believe Notre Dame will get out of that one. Indiana's good, but as we've seen when they went against Ohio State, that there's just levels to it.
Levels, yes.
SMU made it a really good game against Clemson. If SMU got blown out, then I think Alabama would be the team that would have gotten in instead of SMU, obviously. But yeah, no, that's gonna be a good game, a whiteout game, and in the afternoon. So that one's gonna be fun. Texas and Clemson is gonna be a fun one. I thought when Quinn Ewers went down, I thought that they for sure would have. Well, excuse me, not when Quinn Ewers, when Carson Beck had went down for Georgia, I thought that they for sure would have probably were going to take over, but they couldn't do it. Everything that they drew up was just not hitting. So
Wasn't working, yeah.
yeah, no, it just wasn't going. So a lot of question marks around that team right now to see how they look. Will they keep with Quinn Ewers? Will they end up going to Arch Manning? So that's a You know that those are some valid questions right there. But like I said, the Ohio State Tennessee game, that is the game right now. Ohio State obviously coming off, in my opinion, one of the worst losses that this program has sustained in a long time, with losing to a 6-win, now a 7-1 Michigan team. Tennessee was pretty good for the most part throughout the season. So yeah, just really interested to see how Tennessee from the South goes into the Midwest and to that cold atmosphere,
Yeah.
especially at nighttime too.
At
It's a
nighttime too, 8 o'clock. Yeah,
yeah
man. Yeah. But it'll be interesting because, like you said, Tennessee's been relatively consistent, and Ohio State kind of feel like they've fallen off a little bit right now. I don't know what's going on with Ryan Day.
I don't think that they fell off, because this has been Ryan Day. This isn't, you know what I mean? Like, this isn't like you've seen this stuff. Like, this isn't anything new that we're experiencing or that we're looking at. This has been Ryan Day. When it comes to the big games, he, for some unknown reason, just
He
he
can't
just
get it
can't
done
squeak it out.
ever.
He just can't get it done. The only game that he was close to getting it done was against Georgia in that national semifinal game where they could have placed TCU. But if the kicker doesn't miss, CJ Stroud and them more than likely win the national championship that year. But other than that, you're going against Michigan for the past 4 years and you just lose. Last year, we could give you that excuse because that was easily, Michigan was easily the best team hands down. There was no debate on that one. But this fact, but just a few weeks, just a couple weeks ago, there's no excuse. Not one. You know what I mean? There's no excuse at all. You clearly had the better team. You have the, in my opinion, out of all these teams, Ohio State is still the most talented team. And it's not even close, in my opinion. But can they execute? And you could ask anybody. This shouldn't be a surprise. You could ask anybody, you know what I mean, that has been watching college football or has been at least keeping up with it. People will tell you that Ohio State is, yes, easily one of the best rosters in the whole country. So that's my biggest thing. You spent more than like 20 million on this roster.
You
And
got to get it done now.
you know what I mean? And you have to get it done. And the road is tough. You have Tennessee, like you say, who's consistent. Then you have Oregon, who you lost to
Oregon.
by 1 point. But I believe that, Oregon as well has been up and down, but they've been consistent enough to stay at number one. They've been dominant enough to stay at number one. So that road, and then after that, you're more than likely, I don't see Arizona State getting past either Clemson or Texas, in my opinion. But we'll do
Even
that
after
next.
they, even after the way they just look, really?
Did
USC
you
don't
not
get
see?
past Clemson? I see Arizona State getting past Clemson if Clemson were to win.
No, I don't really see that much. Because you want to know why? I trust Dabo Sweeney. When have you not, you know what I mean? Like, when have you not trusted Dabo Sweeney?
When he don't want to go into the transfer portal and get his cats that he needed to get, but he got the number 12. He got the number 12. Got it.
Exactly.
He
You
got
got in
there.
the you
He
all you need
got
to do
there.
is all you need to do is get in.
That's
That's my,
it.
you know what I mean? That's my thing. You've seen Texas fold already multiple times to Georgia twice. You know what I mean? Like you've seen stuff like that already. You know what I mean? Like you give, if in my opinion, you give Dabo Swinney enough time, I think he picks you apart. Cabe Klubnik did his thing. You know what I mean? Like SMU's comeback was awesome. Like it was like one of the best comebacks that you probably see all year. But at the end of the day, I trust the coach that has two championships in his back pocket. That's just me. You know, I don't know if Arizona State is going to run the ball the same way that they did against that the same way that they did against Clemson or even Texas, like they did against Iowa State. This isn't Iowa State that they're
Different
playing
Iowa
anymore.
State, yeah.
So that's my argument with that one.
Okay.
I think the sleeper one right now is really SMU and Penn State. I think that's the one that no one's really talking about. SMU is fast. Those boys are fast. The quarterback is fast. Running backs, wide receiver, everybody's fast. They are exactly who they are. Pony up is exactly what it is. Hashtag pony up is right there for you. You know what I mean? Those boys is something else. And then, like I said, with Notre Dame, I believe Indiana takes over that one. Not excuse me. I believe Notre Dame takes over that one in Indiana. Funny, they're both Indiana schools.
I know, right?
So
That's
nothing, so nothing, so
wild.
nothing crazy right there, right? But that's pretty
Yeah.
cool, though. That's actually pretty cool.
Yo, they meeting now, head-to-head clash, yo.
It's like a backyard brawl type of thing,
Pretty much, yes, sir.
which is pretty cool. But yeah, no, like next week we'll make our official picks because next weekend is when everything's it was when the showdown actually happens. But yeah, no, just like a little preview on like the bracket. The bracket I think is actually pretty cool
I like the
because
bracket. I like the bracket.
some teams by the looks of it, but you never know. Obviously it's playoffs, but some teams looks like they might have easier paths than others, obviously. So yeah, no, it's all, well, like I said, we'll get into a deeper dive into it next week. But yeah, no, just excited that now it's finally here. You know what I mean? We don't no more no more
Really?
like no more like, oh yeah, if they lose then they win, then they get in, then they don't, like, you know what I mean? No more of that. Nope, we're set in
No
stone. We're here now. No more receding, no more changes. We are here, you know what I mean? So
more.
whew, yes.
Yes, I can't wait. We're here. We're here. No more. If this person goes here, if this person loses, no more. No more. No more. No more theories. No more theories. No more
Yes,
hypotheticals.
yes, yes, yes. Wow, that took up a lot of our time, but I'm happy that
Yeah.
it did. Now on to the NFL. So, like we said, teams are starting to clinch. A lot of things are starting to happen, but instead of like just going through everything, let's just get to it. What's going on this weekend? We got Steelers and Eagles. We also got Bills and Lions.
Yeah, that's Bills and Lions game of the week, obviously. Both of them at the same
Both
time.
of them, yeah. Both
Yeah,
of them, both of them games of the
that's
week, both of them at the
wild.
same time.
That's wild. Nah, Bills Lions, man. That's potential Super Bowl matchup right there. For real, for real. I'm interested to see how the Bills defense is gonna look against that Lions vaunted offense. I'm interested to see how the Lions will defend against Josh Allen, Keon Coleman, and those boys. So I don't know. I don't know. I really don't know. I don't know how to. I could see that one going either or, genuinely either or. But playoff implications, definitely. Super Bowl implications, definitely.
Yeah,
Definitely.
no, this is big for seeding, in my opinion, for the Bills.
Yes. Yes.
Bills right now, after they took that very, very close loss to in a shootout over in LA, this is you know what I mean? So like, for example, if the Steelers end up winning against the Eagles and then the Bills end up losing to the Lions, then they switch. Now the Steelers will end up taking that two spot while the Bills take the three spot. Like if they both finish with the same record, if I'm not mistaken, I think the Bills will take it based off of just strength of victories.
Okay.
But that's actually very dangerous.
Steelers number two. That's
That's you know what I
ooh.
mean? That's pretty dangerous. Steelers are going to that game. Steelers are gonna be missing George Pickens, which is pretty big, but they did do their thing against Cleveland. Getting their revenge. They did their thing against Cincinnati a couple weeks ago too. So the offense is starting to look really good now, which I'm actually very excited to see. I'm starting to see looks like Russell Wilson really has his legs underneath him now.
Oh, nah, I think
And that's
Russell
not
Wilson,
something,
he got it right now. He got
you
it
know what I
right now.
mean? And that's not something a lot of defenses really want to see, to be honest with you. Someone that is able to manipulate the quarterback, manipulate the
The
pocket,
pocket, yeah.
then manipulate the pocket now, improvise, do the thing that he's been doing, all his career, being able to get the ball out to his guys and Jefferson and Austin and Mike Williams and. As long as if they can run the ball this weekend and think that they'll give the Eagles a handful, especially now with the Eagles all their
I was just
craziness
about to
going on
say,
in
yeah, they
there.
got a lot of drama going on with AJ Brown and Jalen Hurts. Who knows, like how that locker room is looking? What that's going on. Nick Sirianni got to get them under. He got to get them under the same umbrella right now. I think this is important. It's really important. But it's also like, why is I don't mean to take up so much time, but why is AJ Brown so mad? You guys are 11-2. I understand you're not getting the ball as much as possible, but you got a bell cow. You have Saquon running back there.
I think it's naive. I don't think it's just that. Just like stat wise or whatever it is. I also think it's the way you win sometimes. Think about it. It's frustrating when you win a close game against a team you should be beating down. You know what I
And
mean? Like,
Jalen Hurts is holding on to the ball way too long in that pocket.
yeah. You know what I mean? Like, you can't do it. Like, I don't care what kind of offensive line you got. You can't do that, especially against a pass rushing team like the Steelers with
Yeah.
TJ Watt, with Alex Highsmith, with Nick Horvig,
Oh no, they're gonna come after you.
with Cameron
They're coming
Hayward.
after you.
You can't do that. I don't care how fast you think you are. Look at how they play against Lamar Jackson. Lamar Jackson is faster than Jalen Hurts.
And Lamar Jackson looked like a shell of himself.
Exactly. Every time he played him, it's been like that since the beginning of his career. Every time he plays the Steelers, it's as if like his superpowers just get lost. Is you know what I mean? It's like
Mike Tomlin just he knows he got him.
it's like it's like the it's like Space Jam. You know what I mean? Like he lo like you know what I mean? It's
Yeah.
the same exact thing.
Yeah.
So like if he sits there in that pocket and he keeps trying to pat the ball, trying to find the open receiver, he ain't gonna get exactly what he wants to get. You know what I mean? So that's the that right there. I'm happy you pointed that out because that is my biggest worry about the Eagles. Too much of patting the ball. Got someone like AJ Brown on a slant route on a go route, bro. Just give him the ball.
Exactly.
Just give him the ball. You know what I mean? You have Devontae Smith on the other side. Give that man the ball. You know what I mean? And then obviously, like we said, the bell cow and Saquon Barkley, who's having one of the best years of running back that we have seen in recent history and recent memory. Give these guys the ball and let them work, bro. You have playmakers around you for a reason. Let these dudes work.
But I'm like, but the fact that if you're saying let them work, yet they're still 11-2.
Yeah, no, it's crazy, but also it
That's a tough
shows.
position to be in. I'd
Yeah,
rather
no,
be in
it.
this position though than reverse the schedule and be 2-11 and them still complaining about not getting the ball either.
Oh yeah, but like I said, it's the way you win sometimes that is frustrating. You know what I mean? Because like if you go back and watch the film, because I remember I've seen it in real time. There were a couple throws that Hurts could have got the ball to AJ Brown. AJ Brown low key could have had two touchdowns in that game, if I'm being honest, when they were down in the red zone. Instead of, he threw the ball to the flat to Devontae Smith on the into the end zone. But also he had AJ Brown right there on the slant right in front of his face. So it's things like that where it's like, what is
Jake
really
Brown
going on
should
here?
be hitting him. He should know where
Yeah.
he's at, and he's
Yeah,
not.
yeah. Because usually, obviously that's your number one. Usually you're gonna go to your number one regardless. Unless your number one's being bracketed, and okay, you're gonna go to your number two. Take Minnesota, for example. Justin Jefferson. Justin Jefferson, everybody knows the ball's going to Justin Jefferson, but can the ball actually really get to Justin Jefferson? Oh no, it can't. That's cool. That's fine. I have Jordan Addison. You know what I mean? That right there. But like regardless, I'm not OD worried about them. Obviously, I'm not OD worried about the Eagles. They have a great defense. They have a great offense. They're good on special teams. They're good all around. But you know what I mean? It's just the little things that you sprinkle in there where you're like, okay, we gotta keep an eye on that.
I agree. I agree. I agree.
But yeah, I'm true more than excited to see what's gonna happen this weekend.
Yeah, those games, those 2 4-25 games are gonna be great. I can't wait to watch those. Yeah, man. Yeah, man.
But yeah, now this is getting into it, my boy.
Yo, it's thick of season now, boy. It's go time. It's go time. It's turn up time, as we say.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir,
What
indeed.
now? What now?
I think a couple more teams could start clinching pretty soon. Depending on what happens. I don't have it in front of me like right now, like of a sheet of who could clinch. I know I think Green Bay could clinch, if I'm not mistaken, if a
Yeah,
couple things
they're
go their
sitting at
way.
9-4. The Vikings clinched already?
No, not yet. I know that they have a chance. That's crazy. They're 11-2 and they're the
11,
fifth
and that's
seed.
why I asked.
They're 11-2 and the fifth seed. That's insane. If it wasn't for the guaranteed spots of division winners in the first four, wow, then easily Minnesota and Green Bay are 3 and 4 at least.
Absolutely.
And
Absolutely.
then the NFC is packed.
NFC lit right now,
And
boy.
then plus the and then plus the NFC West, which is close. We got a good game on that one Thursday night with the Rams and the Niners.
Yes, that's gonna be a good one. Yeah, that's super tight, yo.
Yeah, no, that one's gonna be insane.
The fact that San Francisco is really like the fourth team right now, that in the NFC West, like I don't think nobody's seen this coming.
Oh no, not at all. Not at
This.
all. But the fatigue though. The fatigue of getting to the playoffs and getting deep into the
Getting
playoffs, it takes a
pinched,
toll on
beat
you.
up. Yup.
Yeah, you get
Yup.
beat up, and then after a while, bodies start giving out. You know,
Yup.
if physically you get drained,
CMT. Yup.
emotionally you get drained, you know what I mean? Like, mentally you get drained, you know what I
Destroy
mean?
all
So,
of it. Yeah.
it takes a toll on you. I'm trying to tell one of my boys that I was like, eventually, because I was comparing it to for hockey for the Rangers. I'm like, the reason why the Rangers took a step back is because when you get deep in the playoffs, you keep going, keep going, keep going, but ultimately you don't win. It takes a toll on you. You get tired. Like even Kansas City, you know what I mean? It takes a toll on them. Rashee Rice is out. Hollywood Brown is just coming back. Isaiah Pacheco is just coming back. It takes a toll on you. But, we'll see what happens this weekend, which is going to be awesome. But that's our episode for this week. I hope you guys enjoyed just as much as we enjoy giving you all this amazing, amazing, amazing content, amazing news. But till then, I'm your host, Cam Silver.
I'm Nicole Kyle Silver.
And this is the Silver Boys.
Thank you, thank you.